Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday afternoon to everybody out there watching on MLB TV, Bally Live, MILB TV. It's the MILB TV Game of the Day, free Game of the Day, live from Clover Park, which is cited today. It's Florida State League action between the homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Palm Beach Cardinals, who are the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Today, we have game two of a six-game series for you. First pitch is scheduled for 1:10 p.m. Eastern Time. We welcome you into the broadcast booth now. Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker, thank you so much for making the Mets and Cardinals part of your Wednesday on the MILB TV free Game of the Day. It's a big one. Why is this the free Game of the Day? Well, we have a lot of headline players, including three first-round draft picks who are going to be in this ball game. Jet Williams on a rehab assignment for St. Lucie. He was chosen with the 14th overall pick in 2022. Colin Houck, the Mets' first-round pick, drafted last year's in this game. And J.J. Weatherholt, the number 7 overall draft pick by the St. Louis Cardinals last month. He is in this game as well. The only first-rounder you won't see, Carson Benj, the Mets' first-rounder from this year's draft. He is on a scheduled off day. But, Jake, this is very exciting to have all these top players in this game today.
Yeah, a lot of talent out there on the field today, so should be a fun one. And listen, the Mets looking to try and bounce back in this game. Played a pretty decent game last night, but a couple little things that didn't go their way, trying to clean that up today. If they can do that, get a good win against a good Palm Beach team.
Mentioned Jet Williams. He has been out since mid-April with a wrist injury. It's been a lost season for Jet, but the good news is he is going to start a rehab assignment here in St. Lucie this afternoon, and Jet spoke with Jake before the game. And we thank Jet for taking time out of his busy day to speak with Jake for the pregame show. Plate meeting just wrapping up. Yuki De La Cruz, manager for the Mets. Gary Kendall, skipper for the Cardinals. Our home plate umpire today, Austin Matchick. In the field, Tyler Vandenwater. It will be an ABS day, which means the automated ball strike system calling every pitch. Austin Matchick just relaying what he hears in his earpiece. After the Cardinals' victory last night, the Mets dropped to 17-30 in the second half. Mets are 39-74 overall. Palm Beach, very impressive, 70 wins on the season overall. And with they have 18 games to go, they got a great chance to get into the 80s, which is no small feat in the minor leagues. Cardinals 33-14 in the second half. They are looking to repeat as half champions. Daytona currently leads Jupiter by 2.5 games in the wild card standings. Over in the West Division, Lakeland continues to have the best record overall, but not in a playoff position. First half champ was Clearwater. Right now, Fort Myers leads the second half with a 30-15 record, four games better than the Flying Tigers. Now, right now, it'd be Fort Myers versus Clearwater if the playoffs started today. Other games around the Florida State League today: Fort Myers at Tampa and a doubleheader at 4 o'clock. 6:30 games for Daytona at Jupiter. Daytona crushed Jupiter 12-1 yesterday in that important wild card race. Dunedin at Clearwater at 6:30. 1-0 Dunedin in that series. And Lakeland has a 1-0 lead on Bradenton in that series. 6:30 first pitch at Joker Marchant Stadium. Starting pitching matchup in today's ball game features Edgar Moretta for the St. Lucie Mets, coming off a career-high 5 2/3 innings pitched in Daytona. Did not get a victory, but the Mets did win the game. Hunter Kublik, 21-year-old from Las Vegas, Nevada, is the starter for the Cardinals. The Mets, a pitcher the Mets have seen several times this season.
The key for Edgar Moretta, too, in today's game: he's a guy who throws a lot of strikes. Make sure you continue that. Walks have been an issue for the Mets over the last couple of games. We really want to make sure he gets those pitches over the plate.
Moretta and the rest of the St. Lucie starters are coming out onto the diamond, going with the alternate orange jersey tops again today. They favor those all second half. Cardinals sticking with the road grays. Can't wear their alternate reds, not when the Mets are wearing the orange. Can't have an ugly color matchup on the MILB TV free game of the day. We're going to pause now for the national anthem. When we come back, we're going to have first pitch in game two of the six-game series between the Mets and the Cardinals. And with that, it's go time for the Mets and the Palm Beach Cardinals. They are meeting for the 20th of their 24 scheduled games this season. Today is the second game of a six-game series at Clover Park. Cardinals lead the current series 1-0. They lead the season series 14-5, including a 6-1 record in Port St. Lucie. Cardinals on a +40 run differential on the season series, outscoring the Mets 110-70. There's the Mets shortstop, Jet Williams. Welcome back to Game Action, Jet. Starting a minor league rehab assignment today, has not played in a game since April 21st up in Binghamton. Wrist surgery has had him down most of the year. Mets starting pitcher is Edgar Moretta, 20-year-old from Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic. He is shown to be a quality pitcher with St. Lucie, and he's been getting better. Again, 5 1/3 innings last week up in Daytona, 5 2/3, 5 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, only 2 walks and 5 strikeouts, a game the Mets won. As for the defense for St. Lucie, Jake, will spin you around the diamond.
Starting in the outfield for the Mets, it's Henriquez, Ewing, and Serrano in right, and then on the infield from third to first, it's Hal Williams making his rehab start, Roselli, one of the new draft picks for the Mets, making his home debut, and Cuevas at first. And your battery is Moretta and Perozzo catching behind the plate.
Starting lineup for the visiting Cardinals: Bryce Madryn will lead off and play left field. Madryn did not play yesterday. He was drafted in the 10th round out of Oklahoma. by the Cardinals this summer. Ryan Campos bats second. He's the catcher. J.J. Weatherholt, first-round draft pick by St. Louis, seventh overall. A West Virginia shortstop bats third. Suarez, Friedrich, Baez, the middle three, Encarnacion, Gazdar, and Espinoza round out the order. And we're ready to go. Home plate umpire Austin Matchick signals for the first pitch. Moretta starting his day from the wine. First pitch is a breaking ball, fastball inside for ball one at 92 miles per hour, and we're underway. 110. Right on time. First pitch 110. It's 93 degrees and partly cloudy at the ballpark today. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Second pitch, Madryn takes for a strike. It's 1-1, and we welcome all those watching as part of the MILB-TV free game of the day. Afternoon baseball in Port St. Lucie, spring training home of the New York Mets. 1-1, Madryn swings over the top of a fastball, and it's 1-2. Cardinals won yesterday's series opener 5-3. That's out hit Palm Beach 8-7, but some walks and a key error helped Palm Beach get the W. Here's a ground ball, left side. Williams dives, gets up, and no throw. Jet did a good job to stop it, but it'll be a base hit for Madryn, an infield single.
Yeah, Williams did a really nice job getting over to the left, making a dive, and getting that ball in his glove, but thought better of it when he decided to hold on to the throw. Don't want to risk floating one over the first baseman and getting that ball all the way to the Cardinals' dugout and letting Madryn advance even more.
Well, Madryn, who did not play yesterday, on base, does not have a steal yet, and Moretta will check in on him. A flat-footed throw, not in time. Vincent Perozzo doing the catching for the Mets today. Recall yesterday, Ronald Hernandez caught and threw out two base stealers. Fastball up and away. 1-0 on Campos. Campos yesterday 1-for-4 with an RBI hit and a walk of the new draft picks for the Cardinals. And they have 9 in there. And he has been the most productive. Fastball at 93 miles per hour. Moretta is still trying to get loose. Yesterday, Kyle Crick on a minor league rehab assignment got the ball to start the game for St. Lucie. Walked two, hit two, only got one out. Pitch is high for ball three. The Mets could use some length from a starter. Moretta, it was 5 2/3. Wonderful innings last week in Daytona. Love to turn in another outing like that. It was a long day for the Mets bullpen in the series opener on Tuesday. 3-0 on Campos. And Moretta will get one in. Snap throw to first, not in time by Perozzo. Madryn back in. 3 balls and a strike. Mets enter this game 39-74 on the year, 17-30 in the second half. Palm Beach with the best record in the Florida State League, 70-43 overall, 33-14 in the second half. As this pitch misses inside for ball four, an infield hit and a walk for the Cardinals to start. And work to do here for Moretta. He wants to escape the first inning without a run.
You know, I'm starting to feel like how it was in the first inning of yesterday's game for the Mets. Now, that came by a couple of walks, hit by pitches, as you mentioned, Adam, but already in some early trouble here. We'll see how Moretta is able to work out of it. He is a more of a ground ball pitcher, and ground ball would be very beneficial for him here to try and pick up a potential double play.
And this is J.J. Weatherholt, the Cardinals' first-round draft pick from West Virginia. Takes a changeup outside. And Weatherholt, a quiet first game in the series yesterday, went 1-for-4, hit into a double play. Drew a walk, scored a run, played really good defense. 1-0 pitch, and Weatherholt flies it into left field towards Henriquez, who camps underneath, makes the catch. Madryn will not tag. Oh, Moretta gets his first out against the dangerous Weatherholt. One gone in the top of the first.
Really nice out there to pick up against the 7th overall pick this year. Gets the fly out, and it's nowhere near deep enough to advance any runners out there in left field.
Suarez, he is in the cleanup spot, deservedly so. Came off the bench last night, hit a single and a home run. Back in there today, no surprise. First pitch he'll take low at 91 for ball one. That home run came with two outs and the bases empty in the ninth inning. Palm Beach was leading by a run. It's going to be a tough bottom of the ninth the way Gastelum was pitching, but the two-run cushion definitely helped. Breaking ball, he swung late on the slider. Time called.
Maybe looking to readjust a little bit after it was a really good pitch from Moretta. Got Suarez to swing so late. Wonder if Moretta tries to go back to that.
He's been trying to establish that fastball. Just hasn't worked out for him yet. So the slider makes it a 1-1 count. Another slider, this one into left field, and it's going to be played on a bounce by Henriquez. It's a single that loads the bases. Well, Madryn had to hold up to see if that would be caught. Everybody playing station to station. But Suarez now 3-for-3 in the series. Now bases loaded, one out. Ross Friedrich will be the batter, but first we'll have a mound visit. And Jordan Kraus, the Mets pitching coach, walks out to the mound. A chance to tell you what's coming up the rest of the week here at Clover Park. We have a couple of big nights on tap. Tomorrow, it's our annual Strikeout Hunger Game in partnership with the Church of Coast Food Bank. Fans who bring 5 non-perishable food items get a free ticket. Saturday, back-to-school night, Halloween bash, Harry Potter night. All students, K-12, in the game for free. Harry Potter scarf giveaway, Harry Potter jerseys to support the Boys and Girls Club of St. Lucie County, and the final fireworks show of 2024.
It's a big night. Big night on Saturday here for Clover Park. And those scarves, I got to take a look at them. They're very nice scarves.
Need a scarf in Florida, Jake?
No,
one
not
day
in Florida.
A year, one day a year, maybe? Here's Friedrich, and he grounds one foul into his own dugout.
Listen, though, if you're a Mets and Harry Potter fan, it's even if you don't need it in Florida, it's still a great giveaway to come pick up and watch the Mets baseball.
Friedrich signed post-draft last year. Reported right to Palm Beach. Has been around a while. 0-1 slider in there for a strike. He missed the pregame show. Our umpire, Austin Matrick, just relaying the call he hears in his earpiece. It's the ABS strike zone, automated ball strike system, computerized strike zone. You're in the strike zone and you're out. You can't fault the umpire. 0-2 pitch, and Friedrich hits one high into left center field. Ewing going back, still going, short of the track, plucks it down for the first second out. Plenty deep enough to score Madryn from third, and the Cardinals are on the board. Long sack fly for Friedrich, 1-0 Palm Beach.
Well, you're in this situation here where you almost are willing to give up the run, getting out there, now one away from ending the inning, and if you can get out of this with just one run given up, it feels like a win for the Mets.
Well, that's what it was yesterday. It was bases loaded, no outs. Or rather, bases loaded, one out. Mets only surrendered one run. And a couple innings later, had the lead. So that is the task here for Moretta with runners at the corners. And Joshua Baez, activated from the temporary inactive list yesterday by the Cardinals. Didn't play the whole game. The DH, and he's the DH again. He lines one up the middle for a base hit. So Baez will chase home Campos. That's going to make it 2-0. Ewing's throw to third is too late to get Suarez. RBI single for Baez. Ewing, with some hesitation there, couldn't quite make the play at third base.
Put that ball right back where it came from, up the middle. And made a nice throw, Ewing did, over to third base. It was on target, just a little bit too late.
at the corners again. Now it's Anyelo Encarnacion at the plate. Slider gets the strike. Nothing and one. Pickoff throw. Baez back in there. Encarnacion at the plate did not play yesterday. And he's played against the Mets a lot this season. This is his 12th game against St. Lucie. He's only batting 143 in the season series. Baez runs, pitches a ball, throw to second base. Not in time. Meanwhile, run scores from third. A double steal. Suarez takes the plate. It's 3-0. Focus on the play at second base. And Suarez could have basically walked home as Roselli made that turn too late.
With some light hesitation from Perozo on the throw, it doesn't get there. And then more focused on that tag at second. Have to be aware of that runner at third. Palm Beach did a good job of taking advantage of the situation. And now they've scored three in the first inning.
Daytona executed a double steal on the Mets on Sunday of second and home. It's not a habit you want to fall into. And Perozo would have been much better served by just holding that ball. One and two, Encarnacion gets tied up. He strikes out and the inning is over. But that was a tough one for the Mets. First two got on. They both scored. Had a chance to get out in an inning. Down just 1-0. The double steal hurts. So it's an early hole for St. Lucie. The Mets will swing the sticks for the first time when we come back. And that includes Jet Williams from the three spot. Hunter Kublik, the starting pitcher for Palm Beach, finds himself with a 3-0 lead. The 21-year-old from Las Vegas was drafted in the 18th round by St. Louis last year out of the community college in Oregon. It'll be his 13th game with the Cardinals. Also has a couple appearances in the FCL. Starting lineup for the Mets, Boston Barrow was going to lead it off. He had three hits yesterday. Eli Serrano, the Mets' fourth-round pick from NC State, will bat second. He's in right. Jet Williams slots in the three spot. A.J. Ewing had a double and hit yesterday, bats cleanup. How last year's first rounder, fifth. Roselli, the 11th rounder to Binghamton this year, sixth. Enriquez, Cuevas, and Perozo, the bottom of the order. After Kublik about to start his day, he does so with the fastball that's driven by Barrow deep right field, and that one will go over the wall. Bye-bye baseball. Boston Barrow hits his fourth home run of the year. First pitch swinging. Gets the Mets on the board.
Well, how about that for a response? Boston Barrow, what a swing. Gets the Mets on the board. And a great start to this first inning to get your team right back in it. 99.9 off the bat, 30-degree launch angle, 362 feet for Barrow.
Wind is blowing out to right like it was yesterday. Let's see if the Mets can take advantage of that with all their lefties. High fives all around for Boston. What a way to start the day offensively. Eli Serrano next. He pops one up down the third base side. The wind is going to help the Palm Beach Cardinals, but the third baseman, Gazdar, just gave up on it. I think everybody thought that was over the net, but with the wind forcefully whipping out to right field, it landed closer to fair than it did over the net. changeup too high, a ball and a strike. Serrano, in his first home game yesterday, went 0 for 3, batted 6th. Serrano cranks one into center field. Espinoza racing back, still going. That's over his head. Bounces off the batter's eye. That's a ground rule double. Eli Serrano keeps the party going. Barrow a homer, and then Serrano. Ground rule double.
Serrano showing off his power in front of the home fans this time around. He had a pretty good week in Daytona, had the home run in the last game of that series, and does a nice job here driving this one all the way to center field, the wind helping a little bit just over the head of Espinoza.
It's a rude greeting for Kublik, who was handed a 3-0 lead. It's now 3-1, and Jet Williams, the Mets' number two prospect, at the plate, and Jet shoots one into center field. That's going to drop in for a hit. Serrano had to check where it landed. He'll go to third. And Jet Williams makes it three straight hits to start the day for the Mets' offense. Welcome back to Live Game Action, Jet. A great year in St. Lucie last year, the well-deserved promotion to Brooklyn. He eventually got to Binghamton end of the season for the Rumble Ponies postseason run.
Almost looks like he never left. First pitch drives it right into the outfield for an easy base hit. The Mets have gotten to Hunter Kubelik before when they faced him early on in the season. This is the fifth time that they've seen him.
A.J. Ewing takes a tailing fastball for a strike. A.J. a couple of hits yesterday, including a double. Tying run on first base. Nobody out in the bottom of the first. Williams trying to steal. Throw to second base to get him is late. And Weatherholt jumps off the bag. Make sure that there's no advancing by Serrano. So Williams, perhaps making up for lost time, has a diving stop on the infield defensively, a single and a stolen base all in this first inning. Strike two.
What an offensive start here for the Mets after being down 3-0 in the top of the first. They have done an excellent job at responding quickly.
A big bouncer heading up the middle. Weatherholt will cut it off, throw to first base. Ewing is out, but Serrano is home to make it 3-2, and Williams goes down to third base as the tying run. A very productive two-strikeout for Ewing.
A productive out indeed with that ball bouncing as much as it did. Really tough for Weatherholt to even make that play over to first. No chance of really getting anybody else out.
Colin Houck had a sack fly yesterday to give the Mets the lead. He is tied up here on a slider for strike one. Now he has a chance to tie this game early in the ball game. Infield is in for the Cardinals. Backdoor breaking ball finds its way in for strike two. Now let's see if Hout can do what A.J. Ewing accomplished. Productive two-strike swing. Fastball inside. What a start to this game.
Kublik looking like a different pitcher right now. A couple of great pitches. Last one was a good take.
Slider fouled off. Well, the Mets ambushed him, didn't they? I mean, Boston Barrow's first pitch homered. Eli Serrano, the second pitch, a ground rule double. Jet Williams' first pitch single. This is only going to be the 12th pitch of the inning for Kublik. And he gets a fastball on the corner for a strike. Houck didn't like it. The ABS system had it in the zone. That's a key out for Kublik as he keeps Williams at third base. Maintains the lead. And now Nick Roselli at the plate. His first home at bat. Group of Mets fan. Played his college ball at Binghamton. First pitch, strike one. Roselli, a solid start up in Daytona. The go-ahead hit in the ninth inning last Tuesday. Fouls this one back, and he's falling behind nothing and two, and now Kublik starting to straighten himself out. Lots of strikes. Working ahead. O-2. Roselli fouls it away.
Defensive swing just to foul that one off in a 0-2 count. It'll be a long battle for Roselli here. We'll see what he can do.
He strikes out on the high fastball. A good rebound for Kublik. Gave up a couple of runs early, but stranded Williams at third base to keep the Cardinals in the lead. Fireworks on the free MILB TV game of the day. It's 3-2 after the first inning.
Time for our three keys to the game. Number one, new guys boost. Jet Williams, Eli Serrano, and Nick Roselli in the lineup today. Get a boost from those guys being here making their home debuts. Number two, limit the walks. 7 walks / hit by pitches in the first 5 innings yesterday. Want to get away from that. And number three, timely hits. 6 hits in the first 3 innings, but none in the last 3 innings.
Yeah, some of those keys to the game is already playing a part. New guys giving a boost with Serrano's ground rule double. Timely hits. Mets would really like to get a hit there from one of those last 3 batters, Ewing, Hauke, Roselli. A hit from any of them likely ties the game, but long way to go in this one as Palm Beach posted a 3 spot in its time at the plate in the first inning. So Moretta didn't pitch poorly in the first. He didn't walk anybody. As this ball is hit out to Roselli, who stops, pivots, and makes the play. One pitch, one out. That was John Gazdar. And go back to the top of the first, and it was the double steal, really. Perozzo's ill-advised throw to second base. Should have held it. Otherwise, this game might be tied.
Well, the key will be who can make the first adjustment on defense. Both offenses have been good.
Pitches a ball high to Espinosa. I still say, even though Moretta got tagged for 3 runs and 3 hits, keep throwing it over the plate. You get more balls like that to Roselli than you will giving up big hits. Fastball clips the corner. Good sign for Moretta that he's been getting the ABS strike calls on those borderline pitches. He's finding the zone. 1-2 on Espinosa, and he swings and misses at the slider. Second strikeout for Moretta.
A really nice job by Moretta in the bounce back in this inning so far. Quick ground out, and then a nice strikeout sequence to Espinosa. Got ahead in the count, nibbling the corner, and then a nice slider in outside to get him to swing at it.
Slider strike 1 to Madron. We're back to the top. Madron started the game with an infield single. Cutter down. Ball and a strike. Cloud starting to build up here at Clover Park. We narrowly avoided a nasty little storm cell around 10 a.m. Slider grounded right side. Roselli dives, spins, throws. Cuevas holds the bag. Out is made. Tremendous play by Roselli. The Mets' new second baseman takes a hit away from Madryn. And it's a 1-2-3 inning. Really good top of the second pitched by Moretta. Mets clawing back into the game in the bottom of the first. He keeps momentum on the St. Lucie side. It will be the bottom of the order, Henriquez, Cuevas, and Perozzo against Kublik in the home second. Curveball fouled back. Henriquez still trying to get acclimated to the Florida State League, had a couple of timely hits last week in the series in Daytona. Pops one up left side here. The shortstop, Weatherholt, calling for it. Fights the wind, makes the catch. Might be a lot of that today. That breeze has been whipping all morning and early afternoon. It's only going to continue. We do expect a possible chance of storms past the 3 o'clock hour. Hopefully these teams can beat the rain. It is that time of year in the state of Florida. It's been that time, but we have lived the charm life at Clover Park this year. And even on the road, rain has not played a big factor in this season. Cuevas takes a strike and fouls one off. He's behind nothing and two. We got two pitchers who are just pummeling the strike zone right now. And Kublik, 20 pitches, 3 balls. A shot the other way, and it's by the diving Gazdar. Cuevas going to turn it up and go to second base. He is safe.
Double.
It's the cue shot down the third base side, and Cuevas didn't even believe that was going to be fair. Very odd ball off the bat. Just tucks it inside the third base bag.
Well, and then how about the hustle from Cuevas to stretch that into a double? Ball that, after it gets past the diving Palm Beach Cardinals and then hustling into second to make it a double.
I think he realized he needed to get that double after watching it out of the box. Now Perozzo. Mets have 4 hits through their first 8 batters. Perozzo takes the high breaking ball. Well, Palm Beach has pitched it well against everybody all season long, a 3.15 team ERA. Best in the league by far. Daytona's next best at 3.52. Most Cardinal starters have had their way with the Mets this season, but Kublik is one that the Mets seem to have gotten to. Rozo fights one away. Go back to a June 30th game. Jake, a game you called on your own at Jupiter. Gave up 5 runs and 3 hits in 2 innings. He walked 4. Then the Mets got to him for 5 hits and 3 runs and 4 innings on July 26th. their one win in that six-game series at Clover Park. Perozzo cranks one into left field. On comes Madryn, still coming, and it's down for a base hit. Throw to third base, won't get Cuevas. Perhaps another wind-affected ball. That just went nowhere. Perozzo dunks in a single. Five hits for the Mets, their first time through the order.
Well, Madryn ran a long way to try and get to that ball, but it continued to fall and could not get there in time. And then a nice job by Cuevas to hold up halfway, wait to see what was going to happen, and was able to get to third once that ball fell down.
Tying run at third base with one out for the second straight inning. The Mets get Cuevas home. Boston Barrow back up. First pitch changeup for strike one at 85. Barrow cranked the first pitch. Kublik threw for a home run. Kublik wasn't going to give him a fastball right out of the chute again. Barrow stings this one in the center. Espinoza makes the catch. Cuevas is going to tag up and come home. And this game is tied at three. Sack fly for Boston Barrow. He's driven in two of the Mets' runs today. And we're back to even in the early going on the game of the day.
Well, this is the biggest difference for the Mets over the last couple of games since adding some of the draft picks as well, where guys have been able to get on base. They're moving runners across and then driving them in. Even when they go down a couple of runs defensively, they've done a great job of getting right back into these games. Tied up here 3-3 now.
Serrano, a fly ball into center. Long run in for Espinoza. He's going to get there for out number three. That ball would not drop, so Serrano retired. He's 1-for-2 on the day, and the inning is over. One run on two hits for the Mets. No errors. One stranded. Two in the books. The MILB TV free game of the day. Mets and Cardinals tied at three. Edgar Moretta set to go back to work against the Cardinals. Moretta has faced the Cardinals before. Recall that game on June 28th, Jake. We were down there in Jupiter, Florida. Moretta got tagged for 8 runs and 11 hits in 3 innings. Mets were down 8-0. Mets won that game. They came back and won 10-8. Really the stunner of the season, considering that Palm Beach has been the best team in the league for quite some time.
That was the fantastic game from the Mets' bullpen.
First pitch swinging again. This one, Campos. And an underhanded catch made by Henriquez, the left fielder. Boy, that wind just toying with these fly balls into shallow left. Good luck to everybody participating today. Both teams have been able to make plays, and they are fortunate to be able to do so. I know we got rain coming But you're talking about beat the clock. These teams are trying their best with all these swings early. Weatherholt takes one at 91. Also, you got just the pitchers, just, again, pummeling the strike zone, forcing these guys to swing. Change up just off. Weatherholt flew out to left in the first inning. Cardinals still ended up scoring three runs that frame. He goes the other way. Foul.
More often than not, a recipe for success is throwing strikes. You get guys to swing. You get to be more aggressive. And if you can get ahead in the count, that's when you can start to use those breaking pitches to try and push it out of the zone and try and get a guy to fish at one.
Moretta's 1-2. And he strikes out Weatherholt on the foul tip. Good slider down and in. Six straight retired by Moretta.
Oh, there's a perfect example. Moretta gets ahead in the count. That's a pitch more than likely you don't want to swing at, but because you're down to your last strike, have to be wary of the pitches close.
That finishing pose by Moretta, too. He knows right now that he's in a groove, feeling good about how he's pitching. And starts Suarez with the ball high. Mets have to stop this guy. Probably didn't circle him as a one of the more dangerous players in the series. But yes, 3-for-3. He's coming off the bench late in the game yesterday. Singled and scored in the first. Overthrown fastball, 2-1. Not Moretta. Walk Campos after falling behind, second batter of the game, and the first time he's fallen behind since. Ground ball to Williams. Jet Fields throws to first. Easy play. Inning over. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for Edgar Moretta. He's retired 7 Cardinals in a row. Meanwhile, the Mets have come back from a 3-0 deficit to tie this game. They'll bat next in the home third. Jet Williams will lead off the bottom of the third for the Mets. He singled on the first pitch he saw in the first inning. And he fouls the first pitch off he sees in the second at-bat. Ended up getting the third with one out, but was stranded. It's been a busy day for Jet, which is good. You want to be involved in the action in your rehab games. As Kublik throws this one outside. Single, a stolen base. Made two plays defensively. And involved in two plays. Getting a run around out there. Takes this pitch low. Now, Jet last year walked 104 times, second most amongst all MILB players. And it was a stupendous season for Williams. He played in three levels, started in single-A St. Lucie, was here into July, played well in Brooklyn, got the late bump up to double-A Binghamton, helped the Rumble Ponies make it to the finals of the playoffs as he fouls this one away.
Well, he's been off to a good start in this rehab. Already a great diving stop. Wasn't able to get the out, but a tough play to make. And then a single and a stolen base ahead in the count here now.
A rare deep count in this game. And Williams will take strike three, and he knew it. And Kublik just fired a fastball right in there. Leadoff hitter retired, and Ewing will bat. For Jett, he's started this year in Binghamton. Played in 11 games. Up there, cold, struggled, wrist injury. He's basically missed most of the season. Good to get him back in there before all is said and done in the 2024 minor league campaign. Breaking ball to A.J. Ewing for a strike. Ewing, an RBI ground out in the first. Takes a pitch off the plate to change up, one and one. Fouls went away. Heads up Colin, the on-deck circle. Kublik's 1-2 pitch. Missed. 2-2. Ewing fights off a fastball. Stays alive. Clouds moving over at Clover Park, providing these players some shade. I know, Jake, you've called for it many times this year on these day games. Pitch fast and get your defense back in the dugout.
It is very hot down there. Scoreboard temperature reads 93 degrees right now, but it feels much worse.
Chop ground ball to the second baseman. Juggled initially, but recovered by Encarnacion. Two up, two down in the home third. Ewing is retired.
When you're down there, out there on the field, I was down there earlier with Jett doing our pregame interview. And, you know, the scoreboard says 93. It feels like 99 at the very least. So you don't want to be standing around on that field for too long. Those long innings can really have effect on your players.
Houck will bounce a ball up the middle and through for a base hit. Colin Houck singles. He had his four-game hit streak snapped Tuesday, but had an RBI sac fly. Starting a new hit streak today. Will not be a 1-2-3 inning for Kublik. Now beaten with the fastball last inning, or last time up. Not this time. So they go ahead and run on first base, and Roselli will continue the inning at the plate. After striking out to end the first.
Both pitchers have seemed to settle in after a couple of tougher first few innings, but Houck able to drive a fastball, good one to hit right over the plate.
First pitch in the dirt, good stop by the catcher Campos. Yeah, you look at the score and say 3-3, and you're like, well, the pitchers aren't doing so well today. I don't think either of us would say that this has been a poorly pitched game by Moretta or Kublik. Some good swings for these batters. There's been no point either pitcher in danger of being taken out of this game. The ball is fouled straight back to the stands off the roof. Up and in for ball two. Houck on first base, 8 of 12 in stolen base attempts this season, short lead. As Roselli goes down and pops this up on the infield for Weatherholt, makes the catch to retire the side. Best inning yet for Hunter Kublik. No runs, one hit, no errors. one man stranded. We've played three at Clover Park on this Wednesday afternoon. The Cardinals and Mets are tied at three. Back here at Clover Park, Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker with you calling the action. What we do here on home games is I call the first three innings. Jake does play-by-play for the middle three. And then I take it back over. So, Jake, good luck to you. It's the MILB TV free game of the day. I'm handing you a close game, 3-3. Send it back to me in good shape, okay, my friend?
I'll see what I can do. Set to go here in the fourth inning. Moretta back out on the mound for the Mets, facing off against Friedrich. This pitch is fouled off, and Moretta ahead 0-1. Now, the middle three innings have been trouble for the Mets over the last couple of weeks.
Yes, they have. I'm going to give you some middle three inning stats in general on the entire season. We start in the fourth inning, when the Mets have been outscored 80-29 this year. It's their most unfriendly inning of the season.
One from Moretta. It finds the strike zone on the outside part of the plate. Is ahead 0-2.
Now in the third inning, they have outscored their opponents 80-70. So it's a big twist from the third to the fourth.
0-2 pitch fouled off. Count moves to 1-2.
And then look, then they straighten it out in the fifth. They've outscored their opponents by two runs this season in the fifth. And then it takes another dive in the sixth. And then it's actually a fairly even inning, 7-8-9. So you're right, Jake, those middle innings.
0-2 pitch, fastball that just misses too high. The count's evened up at 2-2. So let's say I think I've got a little bit of unfortunate luck calling the middle three innings. But
is that your way of saying you want me to give you more?
No. Fast changeup that misses outside. And Moretta, after being ahead 0-2, has now seen the count even up at 2 apiece. It's my way of saying I don't think I should take all the blame.
Pass it around. Passing the buck.
2-2 pitch from Moretta. Called strike three on the outside part of the plate. Gets Friedrich to go down looking. And a strikeout to lead off the inning.
That's eight batters in a row retired by Moretta. This slider is working great today. A backdoor slider, that sharp down and in one that he got Weatherholt with. Any way he wants to throw it, it's been working well.
There's Joshua Baez for Palm Beach now. Takes a slider low and away for ball one.
Baez the last to get on base. He hit that single up the middle. Make it 2-0 in the first inning.
1-0 pitch popped up shallow on the infield. Calling for it is Cuevas in foul territory, and he'll make the catch for out number two. So after a long battle with Friedrich, Moretta gets Baez to pop out quickly.
Make it 9 straight. How long can this go?
Cruising right along. Is Moretta. And as we just mentioned, the fourth inning has been the worst inning for the Mets all season long. So it would be really nice to keep Palm Beach off the board in this 3-3 game. First pitch swinging, Encarnacion. He's behind 0-1.
Now, when you throw that slider so many times in the strike zone, you can get a swing and a miss on a pitch when it's that far out. You guys are expecting it to be in the zone.
Moretta set, and now the 0-1 pitch. Slider that tried to find its way through the back door, couldn't, and the count's evened up at 1-1. One ball, one strike to Encarnacion. And he swings and misses on another slider. And Red is ahead 1-2. Looking to retire the side in order. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Hard ground ball. This one grabbed by Williams. He throws over to first, but it's offline. Cuevas able to grab it.
Base hit.
And prevent it from getting it any further. But a base hit for Encarnacion.
Yeah, Jet's been tested a couple of times on rangy plays. One diving stop, and he could not make a throw. This one was, he's almost at third base. So good show of strength from the arm to get it in the vicinity, but that was a hit all the way.
Well, that ends the 8-up, 8-down retired streak for Moretta. Still two outs in the inning, and now facing off against Gazdar. This one is flown into right field. Right under it, though, is Serrano to make the catch for the third and final out. One hit in the inning for Palm Beach, but it's still a 3-3 game as we head to the bottom of the fourth here at Clover Park. Back now for the bottom of the fourth here at Clover Park. Mets and Palm Beach Cardinals in game two of this six-game series. Henriquez will lead it off for the Mets. First pitch fouled off. A nice play by Jeremy Colonia. Field that one, keep it from getting into the outfield. And Suarez does not have to go and retrieve it. Now a pitch too low for ball one. Counts evened up at 1-1. And now a fly ball into left field. Done underneath it. He'll make the catch for the first out of the inning. Enriquez down on the flyout. One away in the inning. It'll be Jairo Cuevas, who doubled in his first at-bat. Cuevas, who has been playing well, in this series and last week, going back to the series against the Daytona Tortugas. 1-0 pitch inside, and the count will move to 2-0. So Cuevas ahead in the count. And the 2-0 pitch called strike. Kubelik's 2-1 on a broken bat, flown softly into center field, but falling and down for a base hit. Espinoza can't get there in time. And Cuevas is 2-for-2.
If you're going to break a bat, might as well get a hit out of it, right? And Cuevas, he's now 7-for-16 in his last six games, and that includes six walks. So he's right now maybe the hottest hitter going on the team.
Off to a hot start in this game as well, and now Vincent Perozzo will step up to the batter's box. 1-for-1, singled in the second inning. With the top of the order looming on deck, Perozzo takes a first pitch fastball for a strike. Kubelik trying to keep this game tied for Palm Beach. Set in the 0-1 pitch. High fly ball into right field. Suarez underneath it, takes a couple of steps back, and now makes the catch just before the warning track. And that is out number two.
If Perozzo can square that ball up by maybe another inch, half inch, he might have had a home run, because that was being aided by the wind. Almost got to the track.
It was a pretty deep fly ball, 47-degree launch angle. The only ball we saw that got out that high was Starling Marte's home run.
If he knocks that down to like 41, which is still towering, he might have had a home run.
Barrow fouls off the first pitch he sees. Back to the top of the order here for the Mets. Marte, who was down here in St. Lucie on a rehab assignment, hit that towering home run out to left field. And now the 0-1 pitch, ground ball all the way to Weatherholt. He'll hold it and not make a throw. Barrow is on with a base hit, and his runners on first and second for the Mets with two outs.
Now Boston Barrow now 5 hits in his last 2 games. He's going to have a real shot at the Florida State League batting title. I know he's the active batting average leader among active players. As soon as a couple of guys in front of him run out of qualified plate appearances, he can overtake that top spot.
Eli Serrano now at the plate, who is 1-for-2. Takes the first pitch for ball one. Had that big double in the first inning. Chance here to drive in a run with a runner in scoring position. 1-0 pitch taken low for ball two. Cuevas on second and Barrow on first with two outs. Here in the fourth inning, Mets trying to take the lead. And a ground ball right to the first baseman, Friedrich. He'll take it himself. Steps on first just in time. Serrano made it a close play, but Palm Beach able to get it done. That'll end the inning. The Mets with two hits, but they strand two. And we're still tied at three as we head to the fifth here in Fort St. Lucie. Back now here at Clover Park for the fifth inning. Edgar Moretta cruising right along. Back out on the mound and leading off the inning for Palm Beach is Espinoza. Tied 3-3 here in game two of this six-game series. First pitch from Moretta, slider low and outside. Moretta sitting at 52 pitches here as we enter the fifth. And a swing and a miss from Espinoza, and the count's evened up at 1-1. Moretta will come set. And now ready to deliver the 1-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. Another great curveball. It's Espinoza to swing and miss. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And that one outside, Espinoza held up, started to think about it. And now the 2-2 pitch, fouled off. Espinoza able to get a piece of it after Moretta tried to ramp it up. Throws a fastball at 90 miles an hour after multiple sliders. Counts evened up at 2-2. And here's Moretta's pitch on its way. Swung on and missed for a straight three. Got Espinoza to chase the slider. And another strikeout for Moretta to lead off the inning here in the fifth.
So second time through the order, Moretta retired everybody but Encarnacion, who only mustered an infield single. Now facing a good hitting team, third time through the order. See how he approaches it. We're on a slider that second time through.
First pitch swung on and missed, and it's strike one. And
slider again, but hey, it's over the plate and you're putting it right where you want it. Until they can consistently beat you, keep throwing it.
Moretta's 0-1 pitch finds the zone, and he's ahead 0-2, so despite being the third time through the order, working quickly and in a good spot here. And now Moretta's 0-2 pitch. Just high. Misses for ball one. One-two pitch in the dirt. It looks like it might have clipped our home plate umpire.
Austin Matchick. I think Adam Devery, the trainer, is going to have a look. Tyler Vandenwater got nicked late in the game yesterday. Hate to see that, but Austin will tough it out.
He's okay, and we're set to go once more. It's a 2-2 count with one out here in the top of the fifth. Red is 2-2. Misses outside. Fastball that can't find the zone, and the count has run full. And a payoff pitch from Moretta. Swung on and missed for strike three. Perozo will step in now, throw to first in time for the out.
That slider again, just devastating. Madryn definitely chase would have been ball four, but when you've got a pitcher who's throwing strikes inning after inning now, you have to protect, and he overextended himself.
Back-to-back strikeouts for Moretta. Now he'll face off against Ryan Campos.
He's up to six on the afternoon now.
Campos will take ball one. Cutter that misses outside. Now Perozo caught that one almost backhanded. One-oh pitch. Chopper over to Roselli. He turns and throws to first in time for the out. It's another 1-2-3 inning turned in by Edgar Moretta. We are through the top of the fifth. Mets now a chance to try and take the lead here at Clover Park. Time for the bottom of the fifth. Mets trying to take a lead in a 3-3 game. Hunter Kubelik back out on the mound for Palm Beach. Both those two starting pitchers in a pitcher's duel, despite giving up three runs to start this game. Jet Williams at the plate takes ball one to start the at-bat.
Yeah, Jet had a first-pitch single in the first, then saw a lot of pitches before striking out in the third.
Takes a called strike on a fastball just on the outside part of the plate.
The player is known for seeing a lot of pitches and not overextending his strike zone.
Flies this one into center field. Espinoza barely has to move. He'll make the catch for out number one.
And with Jet retired, it's time for everybody's favorite segment, Booth Bites. Woohoo! We got nachos today. Clover Park nachos. Let's test them out.
Look at that. They look like some pretty good nachos.
Ooh, that cheese has got some zip to it. Oh, yeah.
First pitch to A.J. Ewing, taken for a strike. And those are nachos you can pick up right here at Clover Park, too, when you come out to the ballpark.
I had to do the segment quick because you don't want the cheese to get cold.
Ewing swings and misses on a curveball low. He's behind 0-2. Take his time out.
We're going to have the return of Sunday brunch for Booth Bites, the final game of this series. Very much looking forward to that.
0-2 pitch. Lined into left field, but foul. So two strikes on A.J. Ewing. A good week for Booth Bites.
Oh, yeah. You have a specialty from
Nashville.
The new home of Stephen Stamkos.
Okay. Well, you didn't have to bring that up. But yes. 0-2 to Ewing, taken outside for ball one.
We got to give people a reason to tune in tomorrow, Jake, for Booth Bites tomorrow. Whatever it is you're bringing from the new home of Stephen Stamkos, Nashville, Tennessee.
1-2 pitch to Ewing. He fouls it off into the netting behind him. Listen, you gave me a hard time about not being able to give you back the lead. You don't have to rub this in as well.
It had been a minute since we reminded you of the Lightning's offseason debacle.
Kubelik set, and the 1-2 pitch on its way. Ewing flies it into left center. This one going to fall down for a hit. It's cut off by Espinoza. Ewing's heading into second. The throw's offline, and it's a double for A.J. Ewing.
Double. Yeah, two straight games with A.J. for a double. With the double, and he split the gap perfectly here between Maddern and Espinoza. Well placed. Now the Mets, their first real chance to take the lead today. Well, they had the go-ahead run on first base a couple innings ago, but now got that go-ahead run in scoring position with just one out.
Colin Houck at the plate. He's 1-for-2 so far today, looking to try and drive in the go-ahead run for the Mets. This one flown high in the air. Catcher Campos ranging back, and he'll make the catch in the on-deck circle. So Houck, a quick out number two. It'll be up to Nick Roselli to try and drive in Ewing, who's on second.
And not the result Houck was looking for after he stung that single back in the third. If only you could pick when you get your hits. Would have traded the single last time for this time. Now would be a great time for Roselli to get his first Clover Park hit.
0-for-2 so far today. Takes this pitch outside. Head in the count 1-0. One-oh pitch from Kubelik's fouled off by Roselli, and the count's evened up at 1-1. Look at that, I'm still munching down on those nachos. Well, that's how you know they're good.
When the color man goes silent and just is chomping down on the chips.
1-1 pitch. Roselli gets a piece of it, flies it back into the stands. One ball and two strikes here to Roselli. Trying to drive in A.J. Ewing, who had a double 3 game. Roselli fights it off once again.
Yeah, just trying to find a pitch that he can straighten out. Behind 1 and 2, have to play some defense at the plate. Tapping these breaking balls foul, hoping for a mistake. Maybe a fastball over the plate that he can drive.
1-2 pitch taken low. And Roselli has now evened up the count at 2 and 2.
By the way, the Mets grab a lead here. It's an official game. Weather looming.
2-2 pitch. Roselli just gets a piece of it. Fouled it off right on the inside part of his foot. All it would take is a base hit. Give the Mets a lead. A.J. Ewing with some good speed on second base. Roselli looking for his first hit at Clover Park in his first game here in front of the home crowd. 2-2, fights it off again. The eighth pitch of this sequence coming up. And Roselli trying to find a way. Kubelik set, a look over at second, and now the 2-2. Swung on and missed for strike 3, so a long battle, but Kubelik wins it. We're still tied at 3 as we now head to the 6th here at Clover Park. Edgar Moretta going for inning number 6 as we get set to start things off, and Weatherholt will lead it for the Palm Beach Cardinals.
Kerhigh 5 2/3 innings last outing. One more inning here tonight, this afternoon, and it's a new career high.
His first pitch comes inside. Weatherholt has to pop out of the way.
That's 66 pitches, and the way he's going, you'd think that it would not be an issue here. Get that done.
1-0 pitch. Misses outside, and it's 2-0 now to Weatherholt. Both these pitchers have taken over in this game. You came into it looking at all the first round picks that were in for the MILB game of the day. As this pitch gets over for a strike, the count moves to 2-1, but it's been the pitchers.
Yeah, the offenses were hot early. This was a 3-2 game after the first inning, but again, neither of us, Jake, thought the pitchers were bad in the first.
And now a fly ball left field. Henriquez heading back at the track. He'll make the catch for out number 1.
Yeah, Weatherholt hit that pretty well. Henriquez rounded it off. If the wind is out to left today, which it usually is, then he would have had a much better result.
Now it'll be Suarez at the plate. for Palm Beach with one out in the inning and nobody on. Line drive right field. Serrano going back, looking up, and it is gone. A home run for Jose Suarez to give Palm Beach a 4-3 lead.
Well, he went with the wind, and that drove right out. So he had one home run on the season coming into the series. He's now homered twice, one in each game. An unstoppable force.
Suarez has been a problem for the Mets in this series. That home run, 103.9 off the bat, 351 feet to right field.
A launch angle only 20 degrees.
Now a swing and a miss here from Friedrich. He's behind 0-1 to Miranda.
And right there on the brink of any lower, and it might not clear.
Just gets out and gives Palm Beach a one-run lead. And now the 0-1 pitch from Moretta. Just misses outside. The count is evened up at 1-1. Moretta will deal. And a foul ball off of himself. And Friedrich is behind 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Moretta setting the pitch on the way. Misses high. And it's 2-2. There is some action in the Palm Beach bullpen just beyond the left field wall. 2-2 from Moretta. Fly ball left field, but this one hooking foul. Just hits the netting. Had some good distance, but too far to the left. So count stays even at 2-2. Moretta's 2-2, swung on and missed for strike three. So he comes right back after giving up the home run to Suarez with a strikeout to Ross Friedrich.
That's a good bounce back. He missed with the changeup middle-middle on the home run, but gets right back to that bread-and-butter slider. And with the two-strike approach by the Cardinals, try and protect. They've missed quite a few. That's the seventh strikeout now.
Baez at the plate now for Palm Beach. Swings and fouls the first pitch back.
It's a shame for Moretta is if he gets an out here, he's going to get his six innings, but it won't be a quality start. The four runs against him, it feels like he's pitched a lot better than that.
Now the 0-1 pitch. Line drive right up on the left field side. This one's going to roll all the way close to the warning track. Picked up by Ewing. He fires into second, but it's cut off by the cutoff man, and it's a double here for Baez.
Yeah, Baez, a really good hitter who the Mets had to face over the last couple of seasons, activated off the temporary inactive list today, and he's been a thorn in the St. Lucie side before, swinging a good bat here in this series.
And now Jordan Krause is going to head out to the mound to talk things over with the Mets. So they trail 4-3.
Yeah, this is a well-timed mound visit by Krause. You look at the balls in play this inning. Weatherholt's line out into the wind, just short of the warning track, well struck. The home run, obviously, by Suarez, a big rip, and that Baez stinging double. So they are starting to line Moretta up. He just needs one more out, and can Jordan coax that out of him? This is where you pitch here. You know you're running out of gas. Team starting to get the better of you. Can you reach back and make enough pitches to finish off this inning?
He has tied his career high at 5 2/3. One more out would put him at 6 innings in this game. He's given up the 4 runs, but overall still pitched pretty well, all things considered. This pitch is in the dirt, gets away from Perozzo, and no throw as it's Baez advancing to third on the wild pitch.
So now everything has to become that much cleaner for the battery. Gonna give up a solo home run, you shake it off, but a two-out double, a wild pitch, and then another run, that would sting a lot more than any solo home run would.
Right now the 1-0. Slider that misses outside. And it's two balls, no strikes. So Moretta having a little bit of trouble here late in the sixth inning. Long hold from Moretta, now the 2-0. Misses inside, and Perozzo pops up, takes a look over to third, but will not make a throw.
Yeah, trying with the slider. And he's just lost the feel of it, and over 80 pitches now on a warm day. Does he have enough left in the tank to finish this out?
3-0 pitch, and this one will miss for ball four. Encarnacion draws the walk, and it's now runners on the corners with two outs.
No pitching change either. You keep manager staying in the dugout, just relaying the signs. So this inning is Moretta's.
I haven't been told that there's been any action in the Mets bullpen. Haven't seen anything, although it's just out of our view over in the left field side. Runner's going to go. Pitch is a strike. Perozzo holds, then looks to third.
That's the same play the Cardinals ran in the first inning with two outs. And Perozzo made that throw up to second late, and the runner came home from third. So this time, he makes the wise decision to hold on to it.
Oh and one. And a slider that misses way outside. Perozzo able to snag it before it gets to the backstop. Gazdar is 0 for 2. Looking for a big hit here, though. And get Palm Beach some insurance runs. 1-1 from Moretta. And this one's flown high in the air. Williams underneath it. And he'll make the catch for the third and the final out. So Palm Beach threatens to put a couple more on. They get one from the home run, but Moretta able to get through six innings. It's 4-3 as we head to the bottom of the sixth. New pitcher on here for the Palm Beach Cardinals. It's Nolan Sparks. He takes over for Hunter Kublik here in the bottom of the sixth. Enriquez leads things off for St. Lucie. He takes a big swing and a miss on the first pitch behind 0-1.
So Sparks, a drafted pitcher from this year. Not many of those in the league.
0-1 pitch, another swing and a miss. Enriquez got a piece of it this time.
Position players make it into live game action in pro ball a lot faster than the pitchers do, but Sparks is in there.
0-2 poked foul by Enriquez.
From Rochester College in New York. 13th round pick.
That's a 3.6 ERA. And the 0-2 pitch swung on and missed for strike three and comes in quickly to lead off the inning with a strikeout. So one out in the inning, and now Jairo Cuevas steps up to the plate. He's been hot, 2-for-2 in today's game. Looking for hit number three. Cuevas takes the first pitch outside for ball one. One 0 pitch grounded right to Encarnacion. He'll throw to first in time for out number one, or two. So quickly two up, two down here in the six, and now Vincent Perozzo, who had a well-struck ball in the fourth inning, just missed it, though, and ended up as a long fly out into right field to Suarez. Sparks' first pitch to Perozzo, called strike at the bottom of the zone. And Perozzo's behind 0-1. And now another cut and a miss. And Sparks ahead of Perozzo 0-2. Misses high. Perozzo able to lay off. And the count's moved to 1-2. One-two pitch lined right back up the middle. Bounces to Weatherholt. He'll throw to first, and it's in time for out number three. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Nolan Sparks. Mets trail by one as we head to the seventh.
New pitcher on the mound for the Mets as we start the seventh inning. It's Wilson Lopez, hard-throwing right-hander from Columbia, who had three straight scoreless appearances and then, unfortunately, a blow-up in his most recent outing on the 17th in Daytona, giving up three hits and five runs, only getting two outs, walking three and hitting a batter. So hopefully, with some more rest, he'll be back in the strike zone as he faces 9-1-2 in the Palm Beach order. Cardinals having a 4-3 lead, same lead they had at this point yesterday. Added a run and shut down the Mets' offense for the 5-3 victory. Espinosa probably glad to see Moretta gone. He struck out twice against Edgar. Fouls this ball back. Moretta, career-high six innings, surpassing the career-high set his last start by one out. Six hits, four runs, two walks, seven strikeouts. But stranded two in scoring position last inning, keeping the Mets right in it. Fly ball, deep left field by Espinosa. Henriquez reaches up, and it's past him. He'll have to track that down. Espinosa speeding around second, loses his helmet. He's going for third. The throw, pretty good, not in time.
Triple.
For Lisandro Espinosa, as Henriquez went for the leap, but the wall missed it, and then it scuttled along the wall. And he put together a really good throw, but it was just too late. A hanging breaking ball just crushed, and look at this weird carom this ball takes. Instead of coming back, it ran right from that Tuto sign. That's unfortunate.
And Espinosa was thinking three right out of the box, hustled all the way around.
A hard ground ball by Madryn. And especially after he saw that, it must have hit off that pole. Oh, boy, look at that. The mayor. Well, he wants his airtime. He knows we're the free MILB TV game of the day. And the mayor of Clover Park, Kenny Sauer, said, make sure you put me on the screen. Look at him. He thinks he's in charge. He thinks he runs the place. He's pointing at the camera. They know. He knows he's getting his airtime now. God help us. 0-1 pitch is lined into left field for a base hit by Madryn. Madryn, he's given the Cardinals a 5-3 lead. Base hit bringing home Espinosa as he shoots it right by Hauk. So two batters into the seventh inning. Cardinals lead by the same score they won by last night. Madryn 2-for-4 from the leadoff spot.
You know, Palm Beach's offense really tough to keep quiet for the entire game. And once again, starting to break through a little bit here on a triple and now a single. That's given him a 5-3 lead.
Strike two, Campos. Also gives you an appreciation for just how good Moretta was in innings 2 through 6.
Now you look at the four runs he gave up in this, doesn't get the quality start, but overall, anytime a starter can get through six innings and keep you in a tie/one-run game, that's a good outing from your starting pitcher.
0-1 to Campos, and he takes it low at 97. Now up in Daytona where I feel the radar gun runs hot, Lopez was at 100 miles per hour. Here he's been 97. Missed at 98. Two balls and a strike.
Now, I'm sure Lopez would tell you that the radar gun here at Clover Park just runs cold.
I ain't like seeing those triple digits up there at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Wellington Arosena, he had 100, had to be almost 10 times up there. Now, granted, he walked six batters in the first two innings, but 100 is 100. He's like a lion stalking its prey. Like who? He's hunting for people to, I don't know, looking for ne'er-do-wellers. As this ball is rocketed into right center field by Campos, that's down for an extra base hit. Madryn being waved home. Roselli will hold the throw. It's an RBI double by Ryan Campos. And it is 6-3 Cardinals. They've tripled, singles, and doubled for the first three hitters in the top of the seventh. Slowly starting to break this game open against the struggling Wilson Lopez.
Three straight hits now, and Palm Beach taking advantage. Good pitches to hit, driving them deep into the outfield. Two of them have come as extra base hits.
A home run away from the cycle this inning, and it's Weatherholt, who has yet to get a base hit in this series. The top prospect in the series. Now the top prospect in the Florida State League, according to MLB Pipeline rankings. 0 for 3 today. Some streak is going to end here, either his or the three hits in a row. Ground ball, left side. Nice reach by Williams. The jump throw, the pick at first. Got him! Jet Williams with the play of the day. Tremendous from shortstop in his first rehab game. Saves a hit and a run.
Well, we've seen Williams have to range over a couple of times. Hadn't been able to make a throw. He throws it this time, and it's a beautiful one to get JJ out at first base.
Weatherholt, tough out, 0 for 4. Important out there for Wilson Lopez. And it was a great job just by Williams to stop that ball from going to the outfield where it would have produced a run. But to get the out on top of it, very impressive. Fastball low at 97, a ball and a strike. Suarez, most dangerous bat in the series. Got four hits and five at-bats, two homers, including the go-ahead home run last inning. Check swing foul. That's about all he's missing is a check swing ball over the head of Cuevas down the line for a double. Feels like he's got something like that in him right now. The way he's swinging the bat the first 2 days of this series. A 1-2. Lopez, it's a ground ball to Williams, who will field it. Throw to first in time. Suarez is out. Two straight outs recorded by Williams at short. This time, Campos able to dart to third base.
Well, that's a really nice play by Williams as well. With Campos coming across, he was going to charge in to grab that ball, but stopped and let Campos go by so he could play it accordingly. And then made a nice throw over to first for the out.
There's the mayor of Clover Park talking with the Aramark employees as Friedrich chases a slider. It's Mayor of Clover Park just bebopping all over the ballpark this afternoon. He's probably talked to every fan here, if I had to guess.
Oh, no question.
Every employee as well, except for us, thank goodness.
Oh, he was in the booth yesterday.
He was. We didn't show him. Probably for the betterment of everybody. Pitch is a called strike.
For the viewers at home who don't know, Adam and Kenny will never admit this, but they are the best of friends.
Frenemies. Best way to put it. 0-2 pitch. Slider inside. Those watching on the MILB TV free game of the day, Kenny is a security guard here at Clover Park, has been for many years. But he ranges into other areas. Some he probably shouldn't, and some that's actually very helpful. That's why I call him the mayor. 1-2 pitch, change up for strike three on the corner. Got Friedrich looking. ABS liked the pitch, and the inning comes to a close. So a good rally by Wilson Lopez. Three straight hits to start the inning. Triple, single, double, and he retired the last three in a row. But Palm Beach has extended its lead to 6-3 at the seventh inning stretch. Inning number two for Nolan Sparks. Man, did he look like he have a live arm in the sixth inning. 10 pitches, 8 strikes. Down the Mets went 1-2-3. This is a dangerous part of the game for the Mets as Boston Barrow leads off and flies the first pitch he sees into shallow left. Weatherholt, Madryn, it's Madryn for the out. 1 pitch, 1 out for Sparks. So it was yesterday, Mets were down. It was a close game, but they went down in order in the 7th, 8th, and 9th against Savakul and Luis Castillo. And only one base runner since the start of the 5th inning for St. Lucia. Serrano will come to the plate and take a first pitch strike.
You know, that feels like a big hill to climb with the way Sparks is pitching in this game. The Mets are going to have to try and take it one hitter at a time, just going station to station, get guys on base, and get the line moving.
Mets scored 2 in the first, 1 in the second. Yesterday, they scored once in the second, twice in the third. A 1-1 pitch, and Serrano swings and misses. The mayor of Clover Park is out behind the pitch clock sign now. Like, where's Waldo? Where's Kenny? 1-2 to Serrano, and he hits a big bouncer out to the second baseman. A throw is made. Encarnacion with the play. Serrano drops to 1-for-4. 7 in a row retired between Kublik and Sparks, and the Mets will send up a pinch hitter for Jet Williams. This is Jacoby Long, the Mets 17th round draft pick out of the University of Miami. Pause while Austin Matchick writes this down. So Jet at the plate, 1-for-3 with a single and a stolen base. He played 7 innings defensively and made that tremendous play last half inning. All in a day's work for Jet Williams. We'll see where the rehab continues to go. Mets are here for 2 straight weeks. Palm Beach this week and Palm Beach's neighbor, the Jupiter Hammerheads, next week. Swing and a miss on a fastball from Long. So it makes sense to have Jet stick around for a little bit as he gets back into live game action for the first time since mid to late April. Long takes this pitch low, 1-1. The AA and AAA seasons extend longer than the single A and high A seasons. So there's still time at the end if they wanted to get Williams back up to the higher levels. So Long takes this one inside. You know, Jet, he had such a big season last year. He was rising in not only the Mets organization, but in the minor league baseball rankings. A lot of buzz around him. He had the invitation to big league spring training and did well there as Long fouls went away. He was a highlighted player in the spring breakout game between the Mets and the Nationals, top prospects. And he had said that he felt the good season, that a goal of his was to make it to the big leagues this year. Now, obviously the injury early, long-term wrist injury, affected that as Long foul tip strike 3 for the last out. It's another 1-2-3 inning for Sparks, but good to see Jet back out there and good to see him productive right away. We're through 7. It is 6-3 Cardinals. Defensive changes for the Mets in the top of the eighth. Yonatan Henriquez is going to move from left to short. And Jacoby Long, who pinch hit for Jet Williams, will go to left. And it will continue to be Wilson Lopez on the mound after an 18-pitch, but 13-strike, seventh inning. We're in the eighth, 6-3 Cardinals. Breaking ball misses low to Joshua Baez, who is 2-for-4 today. Pitch down and away, 97. The Cardinals have a reliever warming up in their bullpen, so it looks like Sparks done after two perfect innings. Three balls and no strikes.
You know, the Mets will be happy to see Sparks gone with the way he pitched against them.
Everybody that Palm Beach has rolled out there has been really good this week, and it's early. 3-0 pitch laid in for a strike at 96. Now have two pitchers for Palm Beach and Sparks and Gastelum who've been perfect in their multi-inning relief outings.
Now the last home series the Mets had against the Bradenton Marauders, they had a lot of good pitchers that came out in that series.
3-1 slider is over, and it's a full count. Nobody quite pitches it like the Cardinals. They have experienced players. They have players that have been here nearly all season. High-end relief guys. 3-2 pitches hit up the middle for another Baez hit. He's 3-for-5 today. Well, he was ahead 3-0, and he'd rather get on board with a hit than a walk. Leadoff man aboard. Though Palm Beach is going to the playoffs. They won the first half, going to win the second half in a 7.5-game lead. I think they have 18 games left. Should be able to hold on to that. They will be heavy favorites when the playoffs come around. Baez is running, pitches fouled back. But the playoffs are a crapshoot. I think in 2022, if you laid out the four FSO playoff teams, Palm Beach, St. Lucie, Dunedin, and Fort Myers, and ranked them going in on their odds to maybe win the thing. Mets might have been last, based on the fact that the first half team, which won the division, was long gone, not playing great entering the postseason. 0-1 pitch is outside, but the Mets went 4-0. Best of three series, you don't have to play well for a long period of time. You just got to figure out a way to win two games real fast. So I would say Palm Beach is going to be the heavy favorite. They were against the Mets that year as well. The Mets beat them twice.
All it takes is to get hot right at the right time, and that's what the Mets did that year.
Yeah, Blade Tidwell pitching. Get 5 innings from him, and then relievers, a couple good innings each. As this pitch misses. Yeah, the pitching staff, of course, gets shortened in the playoffs, so you're throwing your best guys. I'm intrigued to see how it all turns out for the Cardinals. 2-1 to Encarnacion. Baez not trying to steal. Fastball missed at 96, 3-1.
The team that I might be most interested in is the Clearwater Threshers, who
yes,
had a fantastic first half. They won the division and now are in last place.
Yeah, and the worst record of all 10 teams in the second half. 3-1, that missed for ball four. First and second, nobody out in the second straight inning against Lopez. Mets are going to face Clearwater that last week of the regular season, so Clearwater is going to use that as a series to get ready for the playoffs. And Clearwater, I'm guessing some Phillies draft picks will be there. So maybe they'll enter the postseason a little stronger against what's likely to be the Fort Myers club. As this changeup falls in for a strike. But in recent memory, teams that win the first half and get stripped down have still done well in the playoffs. One pitch fouled away, and that's in 2022. Last year, Clearwater won the first half, got stripped down, faced a blazing hot Lakeland team in the first round, still managed to win the series. Gazdar 0 for 3, and he takes this fastball away. Go back to the 2016 season, St. Lucie Mets won the second half and then got beat pretty badly in the playoff series against the first half champion Bradenton. It was just a bad matchup. Mitch Keller started that series for Bradenton. Ground ball to third. Booted at third base by Houck, and no play will be made. That will be an error.
E5.
Just kind of the way things are going for the Mets right now. Quickly unfolding on them. Houck did a nice job of getting there in time, but just he might have pulled his head up a little bit too soon and he didn't watch it into the glove.
He had an error at shortstop as well yesterday with the ball into the glove issue. So it's coming unglued for the Mets here in the top of the eighth, down three, bases loaded, nobody out. First pitch swinging is Espinoza, who flies one into the stands. Mayor Clover Park can get that one.
Already in a tough spot, down three runs, but bases loaded, no outs. Be a tall task to try and ask Lopez to get out of this inning with no runs given up.
And the last two batters reaching on a walk and an error, things that usually don't turn out very well. Espinoza fouls another back. Espinoza tripled off the wall in left field last time up. He was the first batter that Lopez faced. Lopez not very often a multi-inning pitcher. Have to go back to May 19th, last time he recorded more than three outs in an appearance. Man alone with his thoughts. One, two. Line drive just out of the reach of Roselli. One run is in. Here comes Encarnacion to the plate. Peroso gets the tag down, and he got him. A strike from Serrano in right field for the first out of the inning. Cuts down on yellow Encarnacion. Baez scores to make it 7-3. RBI single for Espinoza. Great throw. My Serrano get to this.
They said RBI.
That's a great throw.
Serrano's got some really nice talent out there in right field. Tall guy, very tall guy. And he's got long range and has a really nice arm. Gets it down to home plate in time to at least keep Palm Beach at seven runs for the moment.
Changeup misses low to Madryn. I was surprised that Gary Kendall, the manager and third base coach for Palm Beach, sent Encarnacion. I'm not sure that was worth the risk. You don't want to make the first out of an inning at home plate. Madryn soars a ball into center field. Ewing underneath makes the catch, no tag. Well, that would have been plenty enough to score Encarnacion had he been stopped. So the Mets a chance to get out of this inning. Just one run against them. But the issue is that the Cardinals have scored one run at least in each of the last three innings. And take the lead and starting to pull away. Campos, 1-for-3 with the walk, and an RBI double is up. First and second, two down. Fastball, strike one. Change up. Backs in there for strike two.
It's a nice job by Lopez. Gets ahead in the count here. 0-2. Just focusing on the batter. Only need one more out to get out of this inning.
O-2. Chopper to first base will turn foul. Runners will go back.
I think that's a pitch that catches a little bit too much of the zone. Want to try and get one that really breaks outside and see if you can't get somebody to swing and fish at it and really pull the string.
Another 0-2. Fastball low. That's what you're talking about, Jake. If you can't swing over the top of that.
Well, that was the right idea, but a nice job by Campos to lay off of it.
Lopez trying to put to bed a long inning. Not yet. Still throwing it hard at 97. Now, the last inning started with the triple, single, and double. Two ended up scoring. This inning starts with a single walk, error, and a single. That throw by Serrano, the hose from right field to nail Encarnacion at the plate, the first out, and a fly out. Now trying to finish it off, but missed inside. Two breaking ball. Just playing pepper with it. Now, this is what Palm Beach did the last time they were in town. A team that featured a lot of last year's draft picks who were promoted up to high A Peoria when this year's crop came in. They foul away a ton of pitches. Just playing spoiler. Controlled swings. 2-2 pitch, and that's a rocket shot into left center field by Campos. That's going to bring home Gazdar, stopping at third base in Espinoza. And it's an 8-3 lead for the Cardinals. It double. Continues to grow, a double, and an RBI for Campos. Two straight innings with the double. The 12th hit for the Cardinals overall. And it looks like that might spell the end of the day for Lopez. It will. As Yukari De La Cruz, the Mets manager, emerges from the dugout. So that kind of sums it up against these Cardinals hitters. As Lopez jumps ahead, nothing in two, can't finish him off. Campos just waiting around for something to drive, and he did. 8-3 Cardinals, new pitcher coming on for the Mets. Starlin Escalante. The new pitcher for the Mets. Cameraman Matt having some fun. Makes us look farther away than we are. There's Escalante. Only pitched one game in one inning. On the road in Daytona. Took a loss. First pitch here swinging is Weather Holt, and he's got his first hit of the series. A first pitch single into center. That's going to bring home Espinoza to make it 9-3 Cardinals. And Weather Holt on the board this week for the first time.
It's got to feel good for Weather Holt wanting a hit in this series. Gets one there. And it extends the lead. Palm Beach just continuing to chip away.
Well, these last two runs unearned when you go back to the Hauk error. This inning should have been over by now on that fly out by Madryn. So a couple of unearned runs here charged against Lopez. They're at the corners for Suarez. And Palm Beach scored three in the first. Mets tied it by the end of the second inning, and we played scoreless until that Suarez home run in the sixth. But now the dam has broke. Two last inning, three this inning. Escalante gets a swing and a miss on a changeup. Escalante took the loss last Friday night in Daytona. Came in a 1-1 game in the sixth, giving up a hit and a run. Walking a strikeout, so probably the freshest arm the Mets have from that bullpen. Suarez with the fly ball deep into left. Long is there, makes the play. Didn't miss a home run by much, would have been his third of the week, but couldn't quite muscle it out, and the inning comes to a close. Three runs for Palm Beach on four hits, one error, and two stranded. Cardinals have a 9-3 advantage halfway through the eighth.
Palm Beach, three runs.
Well, that's a tough graphic, isn't it? Mets, since that big July 4th win over Daytona, the rip-roaring comeback, walk-off victory in front of 4,000 strong, the loudest this place has been since spring training, it's almost like sold out for that win because there's not been a whole lot at home since. Well, this ball is crushed to deep right field by Ewing. If it's fair, it's gone, and that is going to be a fair ball. Bye-bye baseball. A.J. Ewing, a titanic home run. His fourth of the season, and he's homered in consecutive series. That makes it a 9-4 game. It's the second time today the Mets have homered on the first pitch of an inning. Barrow did it to start the first.
Ewing got all of that one. There was no question it had the distance. The only question was, would it stay fair? And it did. 108 off the bat, 32-degree launch angle, and 373 feet out to right.
And now Houck pushes one to right field for a base hit. Well, here come the Mets, down 9-3 to start the inning. Two pitches in, a home run and a single. Against the new pitcher, barely had a chance to say it, Nelfi Infante. Nolan Sparks, two perfect innings of relief behind Kublik's five solid innings. Now, this is kind of the strategy the Mets used against Kublik to start the game, just an all-out ambush. Maybe feeling that graphic we posted about how it's been such a struggle at home trying to put together a big comeback.
I should have posted it sooner.
Team has done really well on the road. People ask me here at Clover Park, you work here, come to games here. As Roselli fights one off into right field, he's got a base hit. His first one at Clover Park. Home run, single, single. That's putting a charge into this inning. A couple of more hits. Comeback would be on.
Second time for the Mets that they've had three hits in a row. Kind of feels like the first inning where Barrow homered to lead things off and then back-to-back hits from Serrano and Williams.
Malvis is here with Infante. Infante, he's going to have to throw balls out of the zone now, right? I think he's got to make the Mets try to overreach. Can't give him so many good pitches to hit. But yes, people have asked me, what's going on? Because on the road, the Mets play well. They've won 7 of 10. Away from Clover Park. 3 out of 4 in Fort Myers with 2 rainouts and 4 to 6 last week in Daytona. It's the most recent road series. And I'll tell them the same thing I'll tell you listening, and you, Jake. They don't walk a lot of batters, and they play good defense. And they come up with some timely hits. It's a recipe to win consistently. Eventually, you need a big offensive game. Mets found that out on Sunday in Daytona, winning 7-6. As this bouncing ball goes high, Friedrich with that big range throws to second for the out. Henriquez safe on first, no return throw. But first baseman, big rangy guy, able to reach up high and pull that one down. Friedrich lists him at 6'4". And shorter first baseman, that clears. Wait for a big fella, that's a very athletic play with the throw as well. So Roselli's cut down at second. Houck goes to third. Henriquez safe on first on the fielder's choice. And Cuevas will come to the dish. Runners at the corners and one out. Mets down by 5. Trying to get back in this game late. Cuevas 2 for 3 with the double and a single. Fonte's pitch goes too high. Now the Mets, they walked 12 batters on Sunday, and they made a couple errors. This is not a good recipe to win a game on the road. But they put together a 3-run inning and a 4-run inning. And made the pitches when they had to. And they're not all going to look pretty. And that would be case in point today if they want to come back. Let's find a way to put together a big offensive day late. Cuevas fouls this one back. That's 1-2.
Mets are still going to need a couple of hits to get into this one, but they've done a good job in this inning. One thing they have done well all season long is their response offensively when they go down. They're usually able to get back into games very quickly.
Cuevas shoots one foul. Stays alive. Infante, 19 years old. This is his first time pitching against the Mets. Came up from the Complex League earlier this month. He's pitched 3 times, and well. 1 win, 1 save. This is the 2nd earned run against him this month. One the Mets have scored here in the 8th. Cuevas swings and misses at the changeup and strikes out. So quickly, a couple of outs for Infante and trying to hold the Mets to just that leadoff home run. Rosa will come up. Runners at the corners. He's 1 for 3. First pitch, fastball. Strike one.
Peroza wanted to watch that one. He had no intentions of swinging at that pitch. Trying to gauge the speed.
One pitch inside. I think somebody has usurped Kenny's role of collecting home run balls from the berm. That's Chris from the fan shop. Well, Kenny's mayor of Clover Park sleep on the job, letting Chris take over. 1-1 pitch. There will be a discussion between those two about this. We have it on camera now. Peroza way out ahead of the breaking ball. Two balls, two strikes. I'm going to guess that that was the home run hit by Suarez back in the sixth. That just did clear. I think you'd have to go into the swamp we show on the between innings B-roll footage to find Ewing's.
Chris was the one who originally told me about the fun fact of how Florida Mr. Met is always running to the left, whereas Mr. Met is running to the right.
I'll have to bring you that footage. Peroza swings and misses and strikes out. That's a good recovery for Infante. Home run and two singles to start. Then he retires three in a row, and the Mets only scoring that Ewing towering blast. Ninth inning is upon us. 9-4 Cardinals. Back here at Clover Park, it's 9-4 Cardinals. Up in New York, Mets stealing some of our thunder, Jake. They're playing at the same time. That's where the focus in the organization is. Baltimore and the Mets tied at 3, going to the ninth. Mets trying to win 2 out of 3. Mets losing last night, losing a game to Atlanta. The hits just keep on coming for the Braves, but they somehow are on a 3-game winning streak. And now lead the Mets by 2.5 games for that final wild card spot. Of course, the Mets have the Diamondbacks and Giants, or Padres, rather, next. So big games for New York against really good teams. I don't want to fall too far behind. Escalante facing Friedrich, the only batter not to come to the plate in the 3-run eighth inning for Cardinals. Friedrich 0 for 3, 3 strikeouts, but a sac fly.
Baltimore had battled back in that game. The Mets were ahead 2-0 at one point, had a perfect game, and then lost it on base runner got on and a 2-run home run.
1-1 pitch swung on and missed. Escalante now ahead 1-2. 2021 St. Lucie Met, Francisco Alvarez, the big home run to win it two nights ago. Mets fell behind 7-1 yesterday. Got it to 7-5 in the eighth, but couldn't complete the comeback. 1-2 pitch, Friedrich takes the changeup. Tomorrow, we are back to our normal 6:10 start time. Bring 5 non-perishable food items, get in for free. Struck out Hunger Night, partnership with the Treasure Coast Food Bank. 2-2 pitch, struck him out on another changeup. It's a golden sombrero day for Friedrich with 4 strikeouts. At least he does have the sack fly for himself. Escalante pulling the string.
It's a nice little pitch sequence there. A nice changeup to end the at-bat and get a strikeout. Would love to see Escalante cruise through these last couple innings for the Mets and at least have a positive to take into tomorrow's game.
Mets today, they've walked 3 batters, struck out now 9. That's a good ratio. Take that every day. The one error by Houck cost him 2 unearned runs last inning. But Palm Beach today, 13 hits. That's a lot. If you're not going to draw a lot of walks, your opponent's not going to make many errors. If you swing the bat and get hits, you're still in good shape. That's the way the Cardinals have done it today. 25 hits in the game. Mets have 12. Ground ball deep to third. Houck will field it foul. This is a game that was tied at 3 after 5 innings. But then 6 unanswered by the Cardinals to go up 9-3.
Well, you go back to one of our keys to the game in timely hitting, and that this played a big factor in this game as you look at the hits on the scoreboard. The Mets only behind 1 from the Cardinals, but it's 9-4. So timely hitting for the Cardinals, not as much for the Mets.
2-1 to Baez, and he will fly it to right field. Serrano underneath puts it away for out number 2. 2 up, 2 down in the top of the ninth. To your point, Jake, the Cardinals today 6-for-15 with runners in scoring position. Mets 2-for-11, so there's a 4-hit difference there. Enough to amount to a good size lead for the Cardinals to take to the bottom of the ninth. Encarnacion been on base 3 straight times on an infield hit and 2 walks. So of the 3 walks, he's drawn 2. He misses this pitch. I mean, you hate to say it because the Mets and Cardinals are both single-A teams, but it's the way Palm Beach is this half and this year. It feels like you need to play almost flawless baseball to beat this team. It's a 1-2-3 inning as Encarnacion grounds out. Good appearance by Escalante. Retires his final 4. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Mets looking for a massive comeback, trailing by 5. Last call for the Mets. Palm Beach, meanwhile, is 6-1 at Clover Park this season. And they play their home games at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. They play a lot of road games at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium against the Jupiter Hammerheads. And they have this 45-minute commuter trip up I-95 to Port St. Lucie. They have found it to their liking. I was actually in the Cardinals dugout yesterday when they arrived, and they were commenting on how great of a ballpark this was, how it looked so nice. They didn't have their jerseys on, T-shirts, but I'm assuming those were the draft guys. So we've made a positive first impression on some of these new Cardinals here.
Clover Park is, for my money, one of the best ballparks.
Barrow hits a hard ground ball, but Encarnacion sticks with it. Boston, who had two hits today, can't sneak that one by. Infante, a struggling start. Your three got on against him to start last inning, is now retired four straight. Barrow likely settling for the 2-for-4 day with the home run and a sac fly. And now Serrano, who is 1-for-4 at the ground rule double back in the second inning. Meanwhile, for the Mets draft picks like Serrano, their first impression of the Florida State League was at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. It's tough up there. It's quite an atmosphere, but it's old school as Serrano ropes this to Encarnacion for out number two. They have some more creature comforts back here this week.
Old school is definitely the right way to describe, but they just broke ground. They're doing some renovations out
there. They did. I was up there for the groundbreaking ceremony. They had the Red CEO there, Nick Kroll, the president of baseball operations, the mayor of Daytona. It's big doings. Look forward to being up there when it's all said and done in a couple of years. Here's Jacoby Long, last hope for the Mets to keep this game going. Infante is ahead 0-2. The 0-2 on Long. It's a poke into center, and Jacoby's got a hit. Down to his last strike. He pinch hit for Jett back in the seventh inning and struck out.
I really just muscled that one out. Pitch that was more of a protect type of swing, but was able to get a decent part of it. Just drove it right into center field.
Looked like his RBI hit last night. So he continues to swing a good bat. Now 7-for-20. His first six games. Ewing, Titanic homer last time up, takes a strike here. A.J. homered in Daytona on Saturday. He homered today in the eighth. Nubs this one up the line foul. So hopefully a season-ending power surge for Ewing. Mets, by the way, with that long hit, have matched the Cardinals with 13, and that's kind of tough news when the Mets had the same amount of hits as their opponents. They are 0-5 at home. It's a weird stat. Don't know what that means. Yesterday they out-hit Palm Beach but lost. That's also a rarity. 0-2 pitch, and it's in the dirt. Long's going to take second. They'll call this one indifference, I'm sure.
Defensive indifference.
And again, it just goes back to that timely hitting. You mentioned the runners in scoring position stat earlier as well. The Mets just haven't been able to quite capitalize on the big chances that they had.
Infante, the 1-2. Missed up. And you can go back to that first inning even. The Mets down three, scored two quickly, had the tying run at third, one out. Couldn't get that run in. Makings of a perhaps big inning, shut down at two. Curious to see how the Mets can beat this Palm Beach team going forward. 2-2 pitches, grounded foul. It's not like the Mets have not beat Palm Beach this year. And the Mets are 5-14 against the Cardinals, on the verge of dropping to 5-15. One of those wins was down 8-0 and winning 10-8. That probably happens once a decade. I would not count on something like that again. Go back to the last time they beat Palm Beach here, that oat milker night. It was 4-0. Just a lockdown pitching. and enough offense to get by. 2-2. Ewing stays alive, and that one clips Campos. He's in some pain. Just what he wants with the game one strike away. Your catcher to get banged up.
Certainly not ideal, but you look at these two games, and then last night the Mets lost by just 2 runs, the insurance run that was added late in that game. Today they were down 2 runs at one point, only 1 run. It was a 4-2 game in the sixth inning, the seventh and the eighth, things started to get away from the Mets. So they've played some good baseball, and they've played it against Palm Beach, who's a very good team, but there's just been a couple of innings, couple of mistakes that they have not been able to clean up.
It's just too much for a team that's this good. A team last week like Daytona, you know, the Mets are able to overcome 12 walks and 2 errors. I don't think the Mets are winning any games against the Cardinals with 12 walks and 2 errors. And now Trainor's being summoned out. The umpire called for this one. So Campos will get further looked at by the Cardinals Trainor. By the way, the Mets just won. The New York Mets winning 4-3.
Hey, how about that?
Orioles.
All right.
How'd they do it? Jesse Winker, home run. Once the bane of Mets fans' existence, Jesse Winker felt like he had beat the Mets several times on his own by several different teams. Homer to left center field to win it. Oh, man, the celebration. Oh, man.
That is... That's a celebration.
It might be a good thing the Mets don't play the Orioles again. 2-2 pitch inside. It's a full count.
Yeah, the,
I'm watching this celebration. I'm surprised Winker even got home. He's going to run in the dugout. Oh, my. Good for them. Hopefully the Braves lose. 3-2 on Ewing. Fonte's pitch inside. He lost him. Well, this game will continue. How about AJ today? A ground out, driving a run. He's doubled, homered, and now walked. Well, first and second. Still a few batters away from getting the tying run to the plate. Colin Houck has singled twice today, going for a 3-hit game. Houck does have 3 3-hit games this year.
These are the tough games for Palm Beach. You're up 9-4. One out away from ending the game, and now a couple of hitting a walk have extended this inning.
Breaking ball for a strike. Cardinals had to walk off Jupiter on Sunday to just get a split, 3-3. So this is a team that was that close to losing a series. And this slider goes off the plate and rolls up here to Clover Park. They won 5 out of 6 last time at the end of July. Trying to go 2-0 to start this week. Houck swings and misses at the changeup, so feels like for the 10th pitch. And did Houck tweak something? He did. Grabbing at his right calf.
It did not look comfortable on that swing. Was way off on his timing, and then kind of made a little hop step and is pointing right down towards his foot.
I wonder if maybe it's a cramping issue, and it's been cloud covered today, which has been refreshing for the players, but still hot. We're at the end of the day here. So you had Long down to his last strike, pokes a single. Ewing down to his last strike for several pitches. Gets a walk, and this all allows basically Campos to get hit on a foul ball, and now Houck to go down with injury. Just trying to straighten that leg out, and this is a cramping issue. His buddy Boston Barrow is going to help bring him some water. Costly extra pitches here being thrown, but it kept us on the air long enough to call the Jesse Winker home run.
If you haven't seen the celebration, you need to go to Twitter.
You're going to see it.
And go see it.
This will be seen.
Now, that is the definition of a team that is just having fun.
Great flow by Jesse Winker, by the way, as well.
I'm wondering if this issue is a little more serious. How cobbling off right now?
So the cup of water, not enough, as Hauk appeared to tweak something, perhaps cramping as he swung and missed at that pitch, and will be unable to continue. So Ronald Hernandez, cold off the bench, will inherit this at-bat. Hope that Colin will be okay. Hernandez, his first swing of the day. Scare him in the dugout.
That one hooked right into the dugout, and I think that's Cuevas. Had to jump out of the way.
Yeah, that was another 5 feet from cameraman John. A 1-2 pitch. This is away, and this game keeps going.
Always tough for a player to come in pinch hitting late in a game, but Hernandez has come in and inherited two strikes
in the ninth with two outs, and he swings and misses at the breaking ball, strikes out, and the game is now over. Cardinals win game 2-9-4. They improved to a very impressive 7-1 at Clover Park in 2024. They've won the first two games of this series, pulling away late in both. Mets right there neck and neck for a long time, but too much firepower for the Cardinals in the end, and good pitching once more to finish the day. Winning pitcher Nolan Sparks, losing pitcher Edgar Moretta. Mets will drop to 17-31 in the second half, 39-75 overall. Palm Beach inching closer to an 80-win season in single A. Very impressive, 71-43. They also move closer to winning a second-half title, 34-14 in the Florida State League second half. They are in that happy high-five line for the seventh time in eight games at Clover Park this season. Take a break, come back, and wrap it all up as the Cardinals beat the Mets 9-4 on this Wednesday afternoon from Clover Park.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventure in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking.
Burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. As you can see, it's clouding up out to the north. Expect strong thunderstorms around 6:30 today. Guess it's a good thing we played at 1:10. Avoided the afternoon and the morning showers. Played unencumbered baseball this afternoon. The Cardinals and the Mets got off to a rollicking start. The 3-2 game after one inning, Mets tied it at 3 after 2, but the Palm Beach Cardinals, too much in the end as they pull away in the 6th, 7th, and 8th innings to win the second game of this series and go up 2-0 in the series. We'll now take a look at the highlights of this one. It started early as Friedrich lofts this ball deep into center. It's a sac fly. Friedrich would go 4 strikeouts after that, but the first two reached and scored in the inning. This was a big one. Baez with a 2-out RBI single. It was only 1-0. Mets had a chance to get out of this inning down just 1, but that single and a double steal executed right here brought in a run. See, it's just too slow developing for the Mets, and they were down 3-0. Moretta was not pitching poorly at all, but the Mets with the response. First pitch swinging in the bottom of the first, Boston Barrow, bye-bye baseball. Home run number 4 for him. He's got 5 hits in this series, so right away the Mets announcing that they're not just going to roll over, and they were on the comeback trail. Here's a bouncing ball up the middle, cut off by Weatherholt, but good enough by A.J. Ewing for an RBI ground out as he scored Serrano. Serrano had doubled, and it was 3-2. The Mets able to tie the game on Boston Barrow's sac fly in the second inning after Cuevas doubled, went to third on a single and scored. So it was 3-3 for a long time, but then it was Suarez who homered yesterday, drives one out to right in this game. 2 home runs in 2 games. That proved to be the winning run for the Cardinals as Moretta was trying to go 6 innings, 3 runs for a quality start. Unfortunately, surrendered that hit, and then Lopez got roughed up in his inning in 2/3 to give up 6 hits. Cardinals were able to score 5 runs off him, a couple unearned runs after an error, but just too much power. Campos hit 2 doubles in 2 straight innings. He looks like a real player in this league for as long as he'll be in the league. The draft pick this summer by the Cardinals. Encarnacion fights one into right field. Here's a great defensive play by Serrano. A hose from the left-handed throwing outfielder nails Encarnacion at the plate. The inning will continue. Campos, his second double in as many innings, makes it 8-3. The Cardinals continue to pull away. They scored 2 in the 7th and 3 in the 8th. Be their final run of the night, the RBI base hit by Weatherholt, his first hit of the week, and a no-doubter by Ewing, deep to right field. The only question was fair or foul. It rattles around fair over the Garber Buick sign. Solo home run. AJ has now hit 2 doubles and a home run in this series. He has doubled, or homered rather, in consecutive series. So this is a good show of power for Ewing late in the ballgame, and here's Hernandez striking out, swinging, inheriting the at-bat from Colin Houck. Always tough when you inherit an at-bat with 2 strikes in it, 2 outs in the 9th inning. So you don't see it very often, and hopefully you won't see that one again. We hope Colin is okay. But, Jake, another game where the Mets were right there with the Cardinals, but in the end just too much Cardinals. But still liked what you saw from the Mets at times in this game with the home run power. Serrano with another double. He had a great play in the outfield, and the big storyline for the Mets fans is Jett Williams, his return to action. He singled, he stole a second base. He had a couple of nifty defensive plays, and looks like he's, I won't say mid-season form, but he looked like a top prospect out there.
Yeah, he looked really good. And anytime you can make big plays like that on your first rehab appearance after not playing basically the entire season, that is a very positive sign for Jett Williams. We'll see where he goes from here, if he can continue to do that as he works his way back up. And for the Mets overall, definitely some positive things. We saw when Edgar Moretta was pitching very well, started to pitch downhill, gave a couple runs early, but was excellent otherwise. Just a couple of little things, again, that the Mets had not been able to clean up and play a consistently clean game tonight, where Palm Beach, a very, very good team. They're the best team in the Florida State League for a reason. They're going to take advantage of that, and it's very hard to win games when those little things pile up on you.
We'll see what tomorrow brings to the Mets and the Cardinals. It's another 6:10 first pitch start. We'll go airtime on Bally Live at 6 o'clock. Hopefully a good crowd with the strikeout hunger night and the second-to-last $2 night of the season. We appreciate all you folks out there watching today on the MILB TV free game of the day. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast, the sights of Clover Park, and all the top prospects that were on display for the Cardinals and the Mets organizations this afternoon. Well, folks, that's going to do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Clover Park. Cardinals 9, Mets 4. For Jake Ricker, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Wednesday afternoon. We hope all of you out there watching have a pleasant remainder of your day.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.